Quantum Portal, exploring five reasons for the human experience. What if reality is a simulation, a dream, a shared field, or a reflected singularity? By Eiken Taschmeyer. Introduction, the pinpoint and the universe. It didn't come with a flash of light or a loud sound. There were no voices or big events. It came in stillness. I was lying in bed, half awake, half dreaming. I felt time stop, or maybe it never existed at all. I wasn't sure if I was asleep or awake. But I knew I was aware. Not just aware of the room or my breath, but aware of something much bigger. It was like being a single point in space, floating inside a universe that had no edges. I wasn't just in the universe, I was the universe. And I was a single dot at the same time. It felt like everything had folded into me, and I had folded into everything. There were no questions, yet everything was a question. There were no answers, yet everything made sense. In that moment, I knew something true, not because I was told and not because I read it, but because I remembered it. I remembered that reality is not hard like a wall. It's soft. It bends. It lets you look through it if you know how to stop and see. This book isn't here to give you final answers. It's not a textbook, and it's not a story with a clear ending. It's something else. It's a journey through some of the biggest ideas people have ever had. You've probably felt it before, that strange sense that life is more than it appears. Maybe it came during a quiet walk, in a dream, or in a moment of loss. Maybe you've asked yourself if this is all real, or if something else is going on underneath it all. This book is here to ask that question with you. Not just once, but again and again, from different sides. The questions that follow us. What is this life we're living? Why do we sometimes feel like we've been here before? Or like time is slipping? Why do we dream of people we haven't met yet or feel pain from someone else's sorrow? Why do we have moments where we suddenly remember that we are more than a job, more than a name, more than a body moving through a calendar? The answers aren't simple. They're not even answers in the usual way. But there are theories, ideas, maps. Some of these maps come from science, some come from old religions, some come from thinkers and mystics, dreamers and explorers of the unseen. And some, just maybe, come from you, from something you already know, deep down, but haven't yet put into words. Imagine there is a door in front of you. But this door isn't wood or metal. It's made of awareness. You can't open it with your hands. You open it with questions. You open it when you stop thinking you know exactly what life is. You open it when you pause and let yourself wonder, what if none of this is what I thought it was? That's what this book is. It's an invitation to walk through that portal. Each chapter will explore a different theory. Some will feel strange, some might feel familiar, like something you've heard before but forgot. Each one is a lens, a way of looking at life, death, time, thought, and being. Some people will believe in one, others will believe in none. That's okay. The point isn't to pick a favorite. The point is to look. To really look. The softness of reality. Think of the world as clay. When we're young, we're told the world is hard, solid, set in place. We learn rules, labels, and lines we're not supposed to cross. But then something happens. Maybe we lose someone. Maybe we fall in love. Maybe we meditate or pray or stare at the stars for too long. And in that moment, the clay softens. You realize the world feels real. But it also feels bendable, like a dream you keep waking up from but never fully leave. What if that's the truth? What if this isn't a place of things and walls and edges, but a place of thoughts and mirrors and energy? That's where we begin, with that idea. You won't need anything but your mind and your heart. You don't have to believe in anything. You don't have to throw away your current beliefs either. All you need is the courage to explore. And if you've picked up this book, you already have it. You already know there's more. You're already halfway through the door. The center of all things that night, the one I told you about, it changed me. Not in a loud way. I still went to work. I still ate dinner and paid bills. But underneath it all, I carried a new silence. A silence that wasn't empty. A silence that was full of light. I began to see people as versions of myself. I began to feel time differently. Like the past wasn't gone and the future wasn't far. I began to feel like death wasn't the end, but a return. Most of all, I began to live with a sense that the universe is not out there. It's here. It's now. And I'm not just in it. I am it. So are you. Welcome to the portal. Order the audio, paperback, hardcover, or Kindle on Amazon.com. Learn more at quantumpotential.com.